This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Lift you to increase you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's bow down our heads to pray. I'd like you to pray to the Almighty God to open our eyes of understanding and to speak to us today in the name of Jesus. Tell him that you have come to receive from him. Tell him your hearts are open. Tell him to inscribe his word upon your heart such that you will never forget for the rest of your life. Father, we receive the word of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because your word is life. So shall it be unto us today. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen and amen. Praise God. First of all, again, I want to thank Pastor for allowing me to share the word of God with us. And then I'm not taking it for granted, but I do believe the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us today. So I want you to be opening your heart. I want you to get your Bible and open it. I want you to jot down, if you have to, whatsoever form you want God to speak to you. I believe the Lord will speak to you today in Jesus' name. Amen. So this month we've been talking about holiness. And the title of the exhortation I have today is going to be Beauty of His Holiness. Beauty of His Holiness. Just to start with, by way of introduction, this last summer, my family went on vacation, and we went outside the United States of America. The first thing that we needed as part of our travel documents was our international passport. And then as we were going to enter the other country, we were required to have the visa to be able to enter into another country. Praise the Lord. So for you to travel outside of your country, you need two things. Number one, you need the passport. Number two, you need a visa. Visas vary. We have permanent visa. We have temporary visa. We have all kinds of visiting visas. So we understand by the word of God, John 3, verse 16. Jesus expressly said that for God loves the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. This was the answer Jesus gave to that man who was faithful, Nicodemus, when he came to ask him, Master, what can I do to make it to heaven? And Jesus answered, you must be born again. In other words, there is no way for you to gain entrance to the country of heaven until you are born again, your passport. Every Christian, every believer must have the passport to make it to heaven. Number one, you must be born again. So the first thing you want to ask yourself is that, are you on the pathway? Are you making a journey? Is it in your travel plan to get to heaven? The question number one is, do you have the passport? Do you have the passport? And I told us, I said, you need visa to gain the entrance once you have acquired your passport. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. The Bible expressly make understand that. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will gain entrance, your visa. Christian, you need these two things. Number one, your salvation, unquestionable. Number two, you need the visa, which is the holiness. Which is the holiness. The theme and our scripture for the month is in Psalm 50 and verse 2. Psalm 50 and verse 2 said, and out of Zion, Zion is a place of God, the mountain of God, the house of God. He said, out of Zion, The perfection of beauty God has shined out of Zion. And that is where we got our title for today. It said the beauty of his holiness. You will observe there it says, it is in the Zion, the house of God. It is in the Zion, the mountain of God. That is where God shines forth. And who is the Zion? The church. You are the Zion. I am the Zion. It is from us that God will shine forth. Praise the Lord. So the next question we want to ask is, what is holiness? Holy, let me give you the acronym that I came up with. Acronym or modified one that I came with. Holy, H stands for what? Humility. The kind of humility that was in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Which was in Jesus Christ. Humility. Anybody wants to make it to heaven must be humble. Number two is O. Is total obedience. Jesus did not count it to be equal with God. But he obeyed God the Father. He came to die. Even dead on the cross. So we need to show our obedience. Until our obedience is complete. Has God spoken to you through the word? Has God ministered to you through his servant? What do you do with the word? He said, total obedience. That is O. L is love. He said, for God has demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not when we were perfect. Not when we have been born again. It was when nobody loves us. That is when Christ loves us. He said, if God so loves us, then ye ought to love one another. That is L. Why? Yieldedness. Yieldedness. You got to yield to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit prompts you, tells you to do something, you yield. That's yieldedness. That is holy. That is what God wants us to do, to be humble, total obedience, love, and to yield to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Another scripture we've been considering since the beginning of this month is Obadiah chapter 17. Obadiah chapter 17. When you look at Obadiah verse 17, when you look at that scripture very well, Obadiah verse 17, you will see that, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. Then the house of Jacob shall possess its possession. You look at that very well, you will understand that holiness precedes you getting your possession. Holiness predates the possession. When we talk about this month as being the month of unveiling, that God wants to unveil you to the world. God wants to showcase you to the world. God wants everybody, wants to bring out the best in you. You must live a holy life. He said, when you live a holy life, it's going to grant you entrance into your possession. Do I hear amen to that? Amen. He said, it's going to grant you entrance into your possession. So without holiness, you may not be operating at the optimum or the best that God asks for you. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Joshua chapter 3 and verse 5. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 5. God spoke expressly to Joshua, talk to the children of Israel. He said, sanctify yourselves today. Why? For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Before God can take a significant step, oftentimes it always comes. He says, sanctify yourself today because I'm going to do great things for us. The same thing happens to Isaiah. Isaiah had been working for God. Isaiah had been a prophet of God. But when the holiness of God came upon him and God touched him, his life was sanctified, his message changed. He started operating at a new level. He was unveiled. His potential to prophesy unveiled to the whole world. Brethren, there is no substitute for holiness, for holy living. As children of God, God has called us to holiness. Do we want to enjoy the best God has for you? You must live a holy life. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and 29. 1 Chronicles 16, 29. The Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Brethren, your worship must be holy. He said, I wish brethren would lift up their holy hands, worshiping the Lord. He said, your offering must be sanctified. God does not accept all offerings. You may have dropped your offering. If your life is not holy, perhaps God has not accepted the offering. How do I know that? When we look at the case study of these two brothers, Cain and Abel, the two of them brought offering. But one was accepted, and the other's offering was not accepted. And that is why the Bible says that worship him, even your offering with your offering must be presented to me, to him in a holy way. He said, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Worship him with your offering. Lift up holy hands. Do you ask yourself, when you are lifting up your hand to God, what about this hand? He said, who is it that will enter into the presence of the Lord? The one who has the clean hands and the pure heart. Praise the Lord. That is what the Lord wants. That is when your worship will be accepted. That is when your offering will be accepted. So we see that we cannot do without holiness. We cannot. So the Bible makes it clear to us also that he makes all things beautiful in his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Let me take us through some scriptures real quick as we are advancing in our study of this holiness this morning. In the book of Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 to 3, and then verse 16, Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 to 3, and then in verse 16, you will understand the Bible says, now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain mercy by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar and made the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. You will recall that God has spoken to this couple about 10 years before. And he said that, get out of here. I'm going to showcase you to the world. I want to out of you make nations that will be from generation to generations. 10 years have passed. Abraham was 75. Sarah was 65 at that time. 10 years, if you add it up to them, 85 and 75 years old. And can you see what Sarah was saying to her husband here? He said, can you see God has restrained me? It is God's fault that I don't have a child. And therefore, I am going to help God in the situation. I have a husband. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to have children through him. How many times do we try to help God? In his time, he makes all things beautiful. I want you to remember, even talking about this story, that by that time, it was since Sarai, her name has not been changed to Sarah. At that time, he was called Abraham. His name has not been changed to Abraham. Because God's fulfillment in him is not yet complete. Abraham means father of a nation. But God said, I want to make you father of many nations. And that is the intention and purpose of God. But it's going to be in God's time, not in Abraham's time. It's not going to be in Sarai's time. It's going to be in Sarah's time.
Do you know that the blessing of Jacob had not fully come until he has been changed to Israel? Until his name has been changed. Now the question I have for us is this. How are you helping God in your situation? How many years have you given God? In fact, some of us, we only give God months. If I don't get a job, that's it. Pastor, hold the church, don't call me again, boom. You see, we cannot help God, but the Bible says he makes all things beautiful in his time. When the timing of God comes, it will be beautiful. Amen. I say it will be beautiful. Amen. I am suggesting to us today that we should not help God in any matter. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 5, the word of God came to Abraham. And now, when you read there, it said that, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Brethren, after that year, the next year, at the age of 99, Abraham met Sarah, and there was a child of promise. There was a child of promise. I submit to us today that you wait on the Lord. Again, I say unto you, wait on the Lord. Because when your time comes, nobody can stop you. Amen. Did you know that it took a while John the Baptist was in the wilderness? Nobody went to him. But the Bible says when the time of his showing has come, everybody left the cathedral, including the pastors, the Pharisees, and the scribes. They all went to wilderness. When the time of his showing came, did you know Jesus had been going to church as a Jesus boy, Joseph, and has been listening to the word of God being read in the scripture? The Bible says when the fullness of time came, when his time came, when his mother said, go and do something. Say, Mom, my time has not come. When his time came, he took the scriptures and he read it to them. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do this, to liberate, to turn my money to ashes. He said, today, the scripture is fulfilled. From that time, miracles began to happen. God showed his deity to the world. Brethren, the month of unveiling comes with holiness. And except we allow God in his time, the beauty of it may not show. It may not show. And that is why it's so important for us to say, to wait on the Lord and to do it in his time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to consider some three outlines quickly. I was kind of trying to introduce my message. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to use three outlines really quickly. Number one outline, God is holy. Number two outline, there is a not so beautiful place called hell. Number three outline that we are going to discuss is going to be, how should we respond to the holiness of God? How should we respond to the holiness of God? Number one, we're talking about God is holy. When you read the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, I made some reference to it earlier. The Bible says, in the day that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Verse 3, the cherubims, one cried to the other and said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. You will understand, God is a holy God. And God lives in a holy place. When Isaiah the prophet saw the glimpse of heaven, he said he saw the throne of God. He saw the lightning effect there. I tell you, this is a beautiful stage with the lightning effect. But what Isaiah saw, the lightning he saw on the throne of grace, it was too wonderful for him. Many people have tried, as they were allowed by the Holy Spirit, to describe what they saw in heaven. Paul could not describe it with words of men. John the apostle could not describe it with words of men. John the apostle started saying some few things. He said it like a jasper, like onyx, like things. He was just using the things he could imagine is close to the beauty of the place of God. That is God. God lives in a holy place. His place is full of splendor. The street of gold. Things are super perfect and beautiful where God is. And that is why I said that the beauty of his holiness, there is beauty in holiness. It gives you access even to the place of the the holiness of God. Let me tell you something. This summer, like I said earlier, we went on a vacation. And when we got to the resort we are going to use for the vacation, as soon as we got, the place is called Moon Palace Hotel. Moon Palace Resort Center or Hotel, something like that. Moon, it's not real. Because it's not the real lifestyle. So guess what? As soon as we got the key and we got to the rooms allotted to us, once we opened, one of my daughters took the picture. She said, Daddy, no, don't touch it. She started taking the picture. The place so looking so beautiful. Don't mess it up. Everything was well fitted. The gold, something, somewhere. All the beds, everything was well aligned. She took picture of everything real quickly before anybody would sit down or mess up the setting. It was beautiful, but I tell you, it's not a real life. You can't do like that every day. It's not real. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we had to get out of the mood after some few days and come back to the real world. Praise the Lord. Amen. But in heaven, it's better than that. It can only remind you, when you see the splendor, the great things of this world, it reminds, how will it be in heaven? I suggest to you, please don't miss heaven. If you don't have your visa, apply for it today. By the Holy Ghost, you shall receive in the name of Jesus. You need the holiness to make access to the place where God himself dwells. Number two outline, there is a place not so beautiful. And that is Luke chapter 16, verse 22 to 24. Luke chapter 16, verse 22 to 24. The Bible talks of two people there. The rich man, the Lazarus. The rich man, the Lazarus. The Bible says, as it is appointed unto man, once to do what? To die. After that, it is appointed. The days of appointment came. Lazarus went first and went to be with the Lord. In that place we just described earlier in heaven, in the bosom of Abraham that we talked about earlier. Praise the Lord. The covenant of Abraham rubbed on Lazarus. He was found himself upon the bosom of Abraham. Then the appointment of the rich man came. But he went to the other side. That place is a place of sorrow. It's a place of weeping. It's a place of gnashing of teeth. If I had known all the pastor was teaching, I should have paid attention. That is too late. That was too late. And he was lamenting. If I had listened the time when John the Baptist was preaching, perhaps it would have made a difference. He wanted to be in the cathedral with the rich people. He wouldn't go to the desert to hear the word of God. He saw that the soldier left. He saw that the Pharisees left. He saw that the scribe left. And they asked John, tell us, what can we do differently so that we can get access to heaven? He told them, don't cheat no more. Do your job conscientiously. Do it right. Everybody made an amendment. He refused. It was too late. I pray that it will not be late for any of us in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. Revelation 21 and verse 8. It gives some other description of some of the people who fall into the category of those who will end up in hell. He said, but the fearful. The unbelieving, abominable, doing things that are not convenient, the murderers, the warmongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars. We all have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Brethren, I pray none of us will experience that in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to experience the first resurrection to be with God forever. And that is the key. That is the essence of sitting down here today. You could have sat down and been listening to Brother Trump and Sister Hillary. And if you are like me and you are operating the WhatsApp and you got their beautiful wedded picture where the two of them are leaning against each other, that is not real. Praise the Lord. But we are here for a purpose. The purpose you are here, the purpose you deny yourself of all some of these pleasures because you want to avoid this place called hell and make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. That's why we are here. That is why we are here. And when we do what God has been telling us to do, he's going to unpack us, he's going to unveil us to the world. The true person of us will be made known. Jesus came to the scene. He said, of all the prophets that have been born, there was none like John the Baptist. That was the testimonial of Jesus concerning John the Baptist. People may not rate him like that. Herod Tetrarch did not rate him like that. Herodias did not rate him like that. But guess what? Jesus said, by the evaluation of heaven, he became number one of all the prophets. Praise the Lord. So that is a place nobody want to be part of. The next thing we want to consider quickly is how should we respond to the holiness of God? How should we respond to the holiness of God? First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. It said that for this is the will of God. One thing, not two. He said, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Brethren, I cannot tell how many who had been rated high by heaven that have been slain by fornication. Why? Because they are taking lightly what God is saying. There are not too many wills of God. We want to do the will of God. Number one, this is the will of God. Avoid it. And when you study the book of Proverbs from the man who tried it and found out that it doesn't pay, that's Solomon, after having 700 wives and 300 concubines, he came to the conclusion it doesn't pay. Just this week, one of my colleagues told me, said, did you read about that Nigerian man who has 107 wives? I said, really? I said, I don't know about it. I took my phone and quickly Google it. It's there. One Nigerian man has 107 wives. And he had 160-something children, 69 or something, or some pluses, right? He's 80-something years old now. He's still riding on. It doesn't pay. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. What should be our response? Number one, do the will of God. That's what we said. Do the will of God. Possess your vessel in salvation. Number two, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth those who are his. Let them that nameth the name of God Christ depart from iniquity. Next verse says, but in the great house there are only not vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. That is where we are going now. It says, if a man or a woman therefore purge himself from these things we mentioned earlier, the people will make it to hell. If you purge yourself, and it shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. It shall be a separate person. But guess what you want to look at there? He said, if a man, if a woman, if you will take a decision today and say, enough of double standard, God, I need your help. God, I don't want to be doing like this anymore. I don't know when the appointment with death will come. Today, I want to purge myself. I want you to purge me. Say, if you do, you will be a vessel unto honor. For God is not a respecter of person. God is not a respecter of person. While everybody was seeing Saul of Tarsus as a murderer, the day he said, God is enough, purge me, and he had encounter with Jesus Christ, he became the greatest preacher of all time. He became the church planter, the greatest of them of all time. And that is who God saw in him. That is the unveiling of Paul the apostle from Saul, the Saul of Tarsus. And so you will see the sequence. God wants to unveil you. He must change your name. He must change your title from Saul of Tarsus to Paul the apostle. He must change your name from Jacob to Israel. He must change your name from Abraham to Abraham. Praise the Lord. I don't know how God is going to twist your name, but I do know God is going to unveil you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God will show you to the world, and the beauty of God in you shall be made manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says the earnest expectation of men waited impatiently for the manifestation of the source of God. The whole world is waiting impatiently for the sons of God, children of God, to be made manifest. This is our month of manifestation. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Whatsoever is standing between us and the heart, God will take it away today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to understand that. Number 3 is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, he that thinketh is standeth, let him take heed lest he fall. Pastor told us today, he said, I pray that you will not be too familiar with God. If there is no prayer point to take home, I beg you, take that one with you today. There is nothing which is as dangerous as being familiar with God. We are familiar with the Bible. There was a time when individual cannot hold the Bible. It has to come from the pulpit by a special high priest once in a year. Once everybody saw the Bible, everybody stood up and began to worship the Lord. That even they are going to hear a line sentence from the scripture. That was how sacred the Bible is. Brethren, today you have it in your hand. You do nothing about it. Some of us keep it. We use this as a pillow and we start dreaming. Brethren, what do you do with the word of God? You cannot do that with the word of God. When you think you are standing, that is when it's dangerous. You have heard it before. Who among us here who has come to Sunday school or has been in church for 1 year has not heard the word holiness before? How many of us keep to what we have said today about holiness? That is how difficult and dangerous it is to be familiar with the word. Before they say sanctification, I know that verse. I've heard it before. Pastor said it. Minister Ephraim said it. Brother Moses, everybody has said it before. I heard it over the TV. What do we do about it? What do we do about it? That is the question. So he says here, he said, if you think you stand, take it. Pay attention to where you go after service. Pay attention to where you go after work. He said, pay attention to your language. Pay attention to your friend and the people you hang out with. Brethren, so important for our lifestyle to show the picture of a holy God. I am sure there are some of us here who will not want pastor to know some of the friends we hang out with after service. We want him to know. That is a mere man. What about the Almighty God? What about the Almighty God? He said, take heed, lest he fall. I tell you, they told him several times he would not listen. Samson, the mighty man, the one during his time, only few people when he was growing received this Holy Spirit of God coming upon him and he was doing the great things. During his time, his generation, the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon him and then he would do some mighty things. Everybody would be looking. They told him, they warned him, take heed. The parents talk to him. He won't listen. The spiritual parent talk to him. He won't listen. He said, I got it. The Spirit of God is there. He's walking inside of me, outside, until he fell. Until he fell. The Bible says, the mighty men falling. That would not be our portion in Jesus' name. The Bible says, he that thinketh you stand, take heed, lest ye falls. Finally, we're going to take these scriptures as, how should we respond
to this faithful, the holiness of God, Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. The Bible says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." That is the true cry of somebody God appreciates. You will understand in the lifespan of King David, he did many atrocities. But he came to God on a day like this. He told God, "Lord, just look inside of me. If peradventure, things that I don't know, Lord, help me so that you will take me away, so that for the purpose of showing me the way everlasting." There is someone here in our midst today as we are going to pray who will say, "Lord, search me." Maybe there is something that even me, I don't know. But Lord, help me take it away and show me the way of everlasting. I'm going to ask us to stand on our feet as we are going to pray. Brethren, it is not as many words that we have spoken, but it's as much the word of God is talking to us as we speak. So what is going to be our attitude to all the things that we have heard? Brethren, I'm going to ask us to close our eyes. And I really want us to be sincere with ourselves and with our Maker. The Bible asks the question, say, "Where shall I go from your presence? If I hide myself in my room, in my closet, you are there." I want you to be naked before God right now and begin to commune with God. Maybe you are here, you don't have the passport to heaven. Maybe you have not been born again. Maybe you have said the word before, but you know you are not doing the right thing. God has opportunity for you this morning. If you want me to pray with you, you can lift up your hand. I will pray with you wherever you are. You know that you want God to touch your heart. You know it. You don't even have the passport, talk less of visa. When you don't have the passport, you can't get the visa. I want you to lift up your hand. I'll pray with you wherever you are. You say, "God, I need you. I need you. I need you. I want you to save my life." Like Nicodemus. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord, I stand in the gap. As many who are sincerely saying, "Come into my heart," Lord, I pray that you will reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will save their souls in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Brethren, there are some, they have given their life genuinely to God like Brother Samson. There is no doubt that God was using this man of God. But he was still operating in the grace. But his life behind, he was putting his head upon the laps of Delilah. There are some people who may have fallen into that category. Maybe you know that you have backslidden. I want you to really come to God with repentant heart this morning. And begin to talk to the Almighty, "Wash me and I will be clean as he so be." Say, "Even though your sins be as red as crimson, but I will make them as white as snow." I want you to cry to God and say, "God, wash me as white as snow this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, wash me, oh God, wash me. Wash me." Brother, there is no greater prayer than this one. And I will encourage you to pray. What is the benefit after living the American dream? You have the cars, you have the houses, and you don't make it to heaven. What is the benefit? What is the purpose? What is the purpose? Though the Bible says, "Cry unto me, and I will answer you," in the mighty name of Jesus. That is why we are here. On this side of eternity, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to cry to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I want you to pray. The Bible says, "Sanctify yourself today, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." I want you to pray to God, "Father, unveil me to the world as you showcase John the Baptist, as you did for Abraham that became the father of nations up until today. Lord, showcase me to transcend my generation in the name of Jesus. Unveil me to the world in the name of Jesus by the power of your Holy Spirit." Father, I give you praise tonight. Father, I just worship you. Father, I just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Father, give all the glory to Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to have the final prayer point for yourself. Ask the Almighty God, whatsoever it will take, even to bring me to your place of abode, Father, do it in my life. He said, even save some as by fire. Lord, if you have to drag me, drag me. I want to make it to heaven. I don't want to quit the narrow pathway. Lord, whatsoever it will take, drag me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, drag me. Drag me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise this afternoon. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. The word that I speak, they are life and their spirit, says Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because you have spoken life into us. Father, every seed of the word that has gone forth today, I pray it will produce life in us in the name of Jesus. Every impediment, every shackle, everything that has holding me back from the height that you have intended for me up until now, I ask by the power of the Holy Ghost that let the strange fire of God fall and consume and destroy the shackle in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't want to live double life anymore. Father, we want to be straight with you. Father, help us to be straight in the name of Jesus. It is not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, I pray, let your spirit, oh God, Father, destroy every chain of darkness around us in the name of Jesus. Father, your church will move forward. Every acorn, every seed of unrighteousness and fornication and unholiness in this church, let them be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Let the cloud of glory descend upon this church in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.